This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. On Wednesday, May 11th, 2022, KGVM celebrates our fourth birthday on the air. With the help of listeners and supporters like you, KGVM, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, provides locally focused music, talk, and events, spotlighting local musicians and contributors, featuring a huge variety of programming and airing content not available anywhere else in the Gallatin Valley. KGVM airs wildlife and science shows, candidate forums. We're the exclusive broadcaster of Bozeman Hawks and Gallatin Raptors High School Sports, and Bozeman Bucks American Legion Baseball. We feature ethnic music, movie scores, electronic and house music, interviews, and many, many live broadcasts. We are your nonprofit, all-volunteer community radio station. Please, can you contribute to KGVM? You can donate online at kgvm.org with the donate button at the top of the page, or you can drop your donation by our studios at 422 East Mendenhall in Bozeman. Your contribution is tax deductible. KGVM is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We couldn't do our work without your support. Please consider contributing to Gallatin Valley Community Radio. In the news, Mark Sweeney, a candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives, died unexpectedly over the weekend, reportedly of natural causes, and Sweeney's name will still appear on the June 7th primary ballot. Sweeney was one of three Democrats seeking the party nomination in Montana's newly drawn Eastern Congressional District. His death just a few days ago happened as absentee ballots already had been printed in advance of their mailing to voters starting this Friday. Sweeney, a sitting state senator who had served in the Montana legislature since 2019, had been one of three Democrats running for Congress in an 11-way primary race of candidates against incumbent U.S. Representative and likely GOP candidate Matt Rosendale. The other Democrats in the race are former Billings City Council member Penny Ronning and Billings resident Skylar Williams. Elections staff at the Montana Secretary of State's office said Monday that ballots for the June primary have already been printed, meaning that voters will still have the option of casting a vote for Sweeney. According to the state's official election calendar, election administrators had an April 22nd deadline for sending ballots to out-of-state military and overseas voters. Ballots for other absentee voters are set to be mailed May 13th, this coming Friday. If Sweeney were to win the Democratic primary despite being deceased, state law and party rules require the Montana Democratic Party to hold a nominating convention to select a replacement candidate. The party held a similar nominating convention in 2014 when it selected Amanda Curtis to replace U.S. Senator John Walsh on the 2014 U.S. Senate ballot following Walsh's withdrawal from the race. Democratic Party rules place the responsibility for calling a nominating convention with the party's state chair, and it says that delegates may nominate any Democrat meeting the qualifications provided by law for the vacancy being filled. In the case of congressional candidates, that means nominees must be Montana residents, U.S. citizens for 7 years, and at least 25 years old. Several conservation groups are pushing to get an initiative on the statewide ballot in November that would apply strict pollution protections along the Gallatin and Madison Rivers. If it passes, Initiative 191 would designate the Gallatin River from the border of Yellowstone National Park north to the confluence of Spanish Creek and the Madison River between Hebgen and Ennis Lakes as outstanding resource waters. Cottonwood Environmental Law Center, the Gallatin Wildlife Association, and Montana Rivers are the groups behind the initiative. The groups must collect more than 30,000 signatures from registered Montana voters by June 17th to get the initiative on the November ballot. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.